This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is a quarter to six.
There aren't many better combinations than wine and cheese. I reckon there isn't a better combination.
Em and Warren, that's the only one I can think of.
Back again this year, the Wine and Cheese Festival is set to be a wonderful time. And here to tell us more is the festival director, Sotir Stoichevski. Sotir, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about this year's festival and what we can expect.
Okay, so this is our 10th festival. So, yeah, I think we're getting better and better every year. So, if someone has been on the previous ones, you can expect just a little bit more. So,
that's just like the cheese.
Yeah, lots of... yes, something
it's better
like that,
every
yeah.
year.
yes, and the wine, the red wine. So, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a festival in a real sense of the word festival. So it's a little bit more than a farmer's market. Something like a party with lots of wine, cheese, and we try to diversify a bit. This year we actually have a couple of very good distilleries and some cider makers and beer makers. So just to have a bit of everything for everyone.
So, T, how was last year's festival received?
It was amazing. We were very lucky. 2020, the festival was on 8th of March, and that was only 1 week before the pandemic. So, I was extremely lucky.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And then 2021, obviously, we couldn't do anything. And 2022, it was a bit risky, but we still decided, okay, let's do this festival, see how we go, take the risk. And we were very lucky. Only 1 day before the festival, the rule about the masks was removed. So actually on the day of the festival, we could have no masks and we could actually drink wine and taste cheese with no masks. So
perfect timing.
Great.
So Tia, one of the things that I love is the feel of grapes on my feet being smashed. Do we get to do that?
Of course, if you're coming along, yes, you are more than welcome to. Yeah, there is always brave people who are jumping in the barrels, make some wine the traditional way. And we don't let them drink it, but we give them a surprise. We give them a nice bottle from one of the vendors. So, you don't have to drink whatever you make. We'll give you something better.
We're chatting to Sotir, festival creator and director of the Wine and Cheese Festival, about this year's festival. Sotir, are there going to be musical acts again this year? And if so, who are some of the people performing?
So every year we engage local actors, local acts. So this year we're going to have Jeremy and his partner Zoe. So they're going to do the... they've been with us for the last 2 or 3 years, and they're just amazing duo. They do acoustic guitar, and Zoe has just amazing voice. And then Jeremy will play with another person. They will do Brazilian duo, which was very well received last year. So it's really good background music, so it's nothing too noisy, so you can still enjoy the festival. So this is inside the main hall where we have like 50 vendors. So it's sort of like a background music, so you can still talk to the winemakers and cheesemakers and obviously enjoy the ambient. Where outside, we have a party. So we have a very loud DJ. And once you finish with your tastings for 2 or 3 hours, then you go outside and go for the bottles and
amazing. Sounds fun.
Sounds like lots of fun, Sotir. So the 10th Annual Wine and Cheese Festival, it is on Timber Yard in Port Melbourne, Sunday, March the 5th, this Sunday. Sotir, thank you so much for chatting with us on Joy Drive.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. This is a 10th time. I think I'm I've been on the radio.
It is.
My accent hasn't improved, but you still
you're most irregular.
Understand some of the things I'm saying. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you, Satir Stoichevsky, the festival creator and director of the Wine and Cheese Festival. For more info, you can head to winecheesefest.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.